This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, folks. The Dawn Busters Kiwanis Club, they're at it again. The 2025 Bunny Bash is tomorrow, and Trip Rabelais, director of Lafreniere Park, joins us to tell us all of what the offerings are. Trip, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noah. Appreciate you having us on.
Trip, this is always a fun event. Tell us about what folks can expect if they go out to Lafreniere Park from 11 to 3 tomorrow.
Bunny Bash is our celebration of Easter. We've got two Easter egg hunts, but luckily we have three different age groups. So we actually do six Easter egg hunts. We have 15,000 eggs for the kids. Cane's gift certificates in certain eggs, rubber ducks for every kid, candy for every kid. It's like going to your grandparents' house and getting sent home with all sugared up and everything else. We just try and make it a lot of fun for everybody to come out here.
So for the benefit of the listening audience, do we know what times these Easter egg hunts will occur and what age groups?
The event is from 11 to 3. The egg hunts are at 12:30 and 1:45. The age groups are 1 to 4, 5 to 7, and 8 to 12. We separate them that way so that the little kids have a better shot of getting, you know, a good time and not having to wrestle with their older siblings.
Right. So 12:30 and 1:45, all three groups will have an Easter egg hunt at 12:30, and all three groups will have one at 1:45. Is that how it's going to
work? Correct. We have three different pens set up for them, three different areas where the Easter Bunny is going to put their eggs, and the kids will be able to get in there. And, you know, Sal LaRocque, he's got so many prizes for this time. I couldn't list them all if I was on all day. Sal went nuts for this one. He's got enough stuff. He's got two ride-on scooters that he's giving away. So certain eggs are going to have a special notation in them, and two kids are going to leave with ride-on scooters. This is going to be a great event. It's become an annual event, and it's really one of my favorites because you get to really see the kids come out and have a really, really good time. It's right by the carousel. Really looking forward to this one.
And I love the way that y'all break up into the smaller groups because that makes perfect sense, right? And that gives the parents an opportunity to take the pictures and everything that goes along with that.
Well, and we really have improved that this year. In years gone by, we kind of put the pens next to each other. They're all in the same area this year, but you'll be able to get around the pen and be able to see the kids from a bunch of different angles. So parents will have a good opportunity to get those pictures that they want and those videos that they want so that they can share them with the rest of the family. I'm really very enthusiastic. And then, of course, the weathermen have finally given us a weekend where the weather couldn't be any better. Tomorrow's going to be spectacular out here.
Yeah, it's going to be like air conditioned out there is what I'm told. Also, there's face painting, a bunch of different games, a photo alley that you can take photos with, I guess, cutouts or things of that
nature. The cutouts are actually, I'm in my office, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the cutouts that they have. This one's Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck, where you can stick, I mean, not Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, where you can stick your head through. I can see Minnie in the next one, Minnie Mouse in the next one. Look, Sal went all out on this. He really loves this event, and the Dawn Busters have just really stepped up, and this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And the carousel is included, the spacewalks, the face painting, all of that stuff's included. They have vendors for the parents to shop at. It's really going to be a nice time. I know they're having popcorn because they asked me where they could plug it in. So there's going to be a lot of things out here to do.
And I think y'all separate by age group the spacewalks as well, if my memory serves me correct. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We try, you know, we want, you know, Lavenir Park safe all the time, but we want it to be safe in every aspect. So we try and keep, you know, I've got a 10-year-old granddaughter and I've got a 6-year-old, and, you know, sometimes the physical size difference is a little much. So we need to make sure that they're all safe when they play.
And Tripp, I got a text here. Will the Easter Bunny be on site for pictures?
I believe the Easter Bunny will be on site. I think he's going to be, from what I have been told, this is his warm-up event to make sure he's ready for next Sunday. So I'm thinking that he'll be here for a little while. Might have to go take a nap just so that he gets his energy for the next Sunday, but definitely will make an appearance here at this event.
As he does every year, we're very fortunate in that regard. So, and this is... Is there a charge? Is there a fee?
Yes, it's $10 a child and $5 for adults. And this is a fundraiser for the park. Dawn Busters is very generous here in the park. They have bought us water fountains. If you see the beautiful rose gardens and the flowers we have, that's Dawn Busters. That's Sal LaRocque. That's not the crew of Lavenir Park. That's the volunteers from Dawn Busters. And these events help fund those things during the year. So it's really an important thing. We keep the cost to a minimum so that everybody can afford to come. We are still by far the least expensive thing you can do in the region. And I think this year, I think Sal's just gone above and beyond this year of going and getting stuff. The kids are going to take the eggs home with them this year. Everybody gets a rubber duck. Everybody gets a bag of candy. Let's say I'm reading through it. 50 eggs have cane certificates. 50 of them have game on certificates. He's got stuffed animals. He's got, I mean, when I tell you he went crazy. He's got Easter baskets.
He's the greatest.
to have silent auctions on with candy coming out the top of it. I've had to keep my guys out of it. Look, this is going to be a heck of an event. We say that about all of them, but this one really, we're starting to fine tune this one to a perfect event. So I'm really, with the weather, like it's been all week, the grass is perfect. The area is perfect. We really just want everybody to come out and have a great time and enjoy their time in the jewel of Jefferson Parish, Lavenir Park.
Absolutely. The 2025 Bunny Bash, Saturday, April 12th. That's tomorrow at Lavenir Park, 3000 Downs Boulevard, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Easter Egg Hunt, the three individual groups, age groups, one at 12:30 and the other at 1:45. So get out there and partake of all that they have to offer. And let me tell you, when he talks about Sal LaRocque, he's the greatest. He's probably still hustling right now.
Right now, he's getting more prizes somewhere right now. No, I'd like to thank you as always. You guys help us make these things possible. And without the support of WWL, you know, we can't get the word out. So I really do appreciate you guys as well.
It is our pleasure, and thank you all for all of the work that y'all do in making this a better place to live, work, and raise our family. Tripp Rabelais, director of Lavenir Park. We'll be right back, folks. We'll go back to the talk lines, 504-260-1870 on the Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.